Take one exotic hybrid supercar, plus a gleaming new showroom, engineered as well as a BMW, and you have the ultimate grand opening experience.
We want to welcome our colleague from LeithCars.com, Ebony Douglas, to the show. Ebony.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Ebony, you were working so hard behind the scenes in the weeks and days and hours leading up to the grand opening weekend, a huge celebration for this awesome facility here at Leith BMW. Tell us just a little bit about what all did you have to pull together to make such a huge event come off?
Well, the biggest thing is the staff started in a trailer while all of the construction was going on. So they're all in this little fishbowl. Everyone is in the same area. From there, they moved into this beautiful facility. Two-lane highway is what they want to accomplish across the BMW dealerships. That's nationwide and worldwide, so they're doing it overseas as well. And it really came together.
Oh, yes, thank you.
But you know, to pull off an event like Leith BMW had for the grand opening, you have to get in food vendors.
Absolutely.
You have to acquire music. We had some extra activities you about, Steve, in a second. How does all that work when you're trying to throw a party for a big place like this?
It takes huge organization,
yes,
for one. From there, it took myself, and I had some help from the colleagues around me,
oh, yeah,
to put some food in the tables and the decor, the napkins. Were brand colors, so we had the blue and the grays and the black, and mm-hmm, that really came together. We had a lot of focus on the i8, which was in our electric area, mm-hmm, and that was a huge focal point for the event itself. So we kind of centered everything around that. That's kind of where we had the food tables off in the corner behind the i8.
And the music that night was excellent. What was the name of the jazz?
Mo Jazz was the name of, mm-hmm, the band, and they are a professional jazz group that have done things throughout the state. Very well known. It's a 5-piece band, and they were amazing.
Steve, I've got to mention part of the fun factor that night.
Yes.
And I think it, you know, it put smiles on lots of faces,
yeah,
here in the showroom.
Yeah.
It started with your idea, and then it was kind of you, Steve, and myself pestering Ebony about the race cars that we had in the showroom.
Oh, we did. We had race cars, yeah. Right in the showroom, we had BMWs going 140 miles an hour. Slot cars.
In the showroom.
We had slot cars, and we had a cool saw set up, and Mark marshaled it beautifully. Each person was offered a chance to go 10 laps, record the time.
Plus a pit stop,
mm-hmm, to win a great prize, which was the race course itself.
Yeah.
And that was very, very popular. They liked that very much. And it made the showroom a little bit different. And actually on that point, I should say that in marketing, we worked very, very hard. We worked as hard as you did with the food preparation,
mm-hmm,
but we wanted to position this dealership in an unusual way.
Mm-hmm.
So we called it the only North Carolina showroom that's engineered as well as a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And people seemed to like that, and when they came here, they really marveled at how beautiful it was.
It truly is a remarkable facility, and we hope you'll come and see it soon for yourself. Ebony, thank you so much for helping us out on the show.
My pleasure.
You can get 0 to 60 TV and all of our great automotive content, as well as search for your next vehicle during the Leith 5000 at LeithCars.com.